Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. Then, there's the natural hormonal changes our body goes through, perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. The good news is, we don't have to suffer through it anymore. The good news is we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com using code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y.
To whoever this may impact, sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us where we're really meant to be. Sometimes change feels like loss, transformation is scary, and sometimes to discover the best versions of ourselves, we must let go of absolutely everything that's holding us down. Welcome to I Missed Me, your new safe space. I'm excited to form a part of your healing journey.
Self-love. Allowing yourself to be yourself without self-judgment. Think about how much energy we spend criticizing ourselves, whether it's how we look, how we act, or what we think we should have accomplished by now. We're often our biggest enemies. Self-love asks us to step away from that judgment. It means saying, I'm human, and that's okay. I'm allowed to be imperfect, to make mistakes, to learn, and to grow. It means giving yourself the same compassion you'd give to a friend who's struggling. When you embrace yourself without judgment, you create space to actually be yourself, to explore what lights you up, what brings you joy, and what feels authentic to you. And that's where growth happens. When you stop tearing yourself down, you can finally start building yourself up. The truth about self-love is that it means learning how to love all of you, even the parts you don't love yet. We all have those parts of ourselves that feel messy, awkward, and unlovable. Maybe it's a habit you're trying to change, a part of your body you've always felt insecure about, or an old wound you're still healing. Self-love doesn't mean you're happy with every single part of yourself all the time, but it means you're willing to hold space for those parts without rejecting them. It means saying, I'm a work in progress, and that's beautiful. It's loving yourself while you grow, not just waiting until you fix everything. Because you're not broken, you're human. The most important thing when it comes to loving yourself is reframing how you talk to yourself. Instead of saying, I hate this about me, try to say, this is a part of me that I'm learning to understand and love. Even if it feels like a small shift, it changes everything. Self-love is also learning how to let people who don't love you go. We've all held onto relationships that didn't feel loving. Maybe we stayed because we were afraid of being alone, because we thought we could change them, or because we believed we didn't deserve better. But self-love reminds us that we do deserve better. When someone doesn't see your worth, it is not a reflection of your value, but it is a reflection of their capacity to love. And letting go of those who can't or won't love you is an act of deep self-respect. It is not easy. It might hurt, and it might even feel like you're making a mistake at first. Every time you choose to release someone who doesn't honor you, you make room for the people who will. You send the message to yourself and to your peace, happiness, and well-being that they come first. And that is love. Self-love isn't a destination. It is a practice. It is allowing yourself to be who you are without judgment, learning to embrace all of you, even the parts you're still growing into. And letting go of anything or anyone that doesn't honor the love you're building for yourself. It is not always easy, but it is worth it. When you love yourself, you set the tone for every single relationship decision and experience in your life, and you become your own source of strength, compassion, and happiness. Self-love means understanding that every time you say yes to something that drains you, you're saying no to yourself. Setting boundaries doesn't make you mean, it makes you honest. And honesty with yourself and others is one of the highest forms of love. It's saying, I deserve relationships and situations that nourish me, not destroy me. Self-love is caring for your mental health. This means recognizing when you're overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally drained, and giving yourself permission to pause. Sometimes, loving yourself looks like asking for help, whether it's reaching out to a trusted friend, talking to a therapist, or simply admitting that you've been struggling. Self-love is knowing that you don't have to do it all on your own. It also means being mindful of what you consume, social media, news, or even the people you surround yourself with. And if something or someone consistently make you feel less, it is okay to step away. Protecting your mental health is protecting your peace. Self-love also means taking accountability. It is about owning your mistakes, apologizing when you need to, and learning from your missteps. When you take accountability, you're treating yourself with respect. You're saying, I am not perfect, but I am willing to grow. Self-love is also about forgiving yourself. We're often so much harder on ourselves than we are on anyone else. But holding on to guilt or shame doesn't serve you. It weighs you down. Self-love is saying, I did my best with what I knew at the time, and now I know better. Self-love means allowing yourself to experience joy without guilt. Whether it's time for a hobby you love, spending a day doing nothing, or indulging in something that makes you happy for no reason other than it feels good, joy is not something you have to earn. You deserve it simply because you exist. Loving yourself means giving yourself permission to fully enjoy the little moments, to laugh, to play, and to live fully. Self-love means stepping out of your comparison trap. It is so easy to look at others and think they are smarter, more successful, more attractive. But comparison is the thief of joy, and it blinds you to your own unique beauty and worth. Instead of comparing yourself to others, compare yourself to who you were yesterday. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Self-love is a daily practice, and every step you take counts. The only person you need to compete with is the version of yourself that you're working on growing beyond. Self-love isn't something you achieve and then check off a list. It's a lifelong practice of learning, unlearning, and growing. And it is the way you talk to yourself when no one is listening. It is the way you honor your needs, forgive your mistakes, and celebrate your wins, big and small. As you move through your day, ask yourself, how can I show up for myself today? Maybe it's setting a boundary. Maybe it's taking a break. Maybe it's just looking in the mirror and saying, I am proud of you. When you choose to love yourself, you're not just transforming your relationship with yourself, but you're transforming your entire life. You set the standard for how others treat you, for what you're willing to tolerate, and for the kind of energy you invite into your world. With love, Mafe. Besties, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with anyone that might need to listen. Don't forget that we have a membership, where as soon as you sign up, you will receive an I Missed Me hoodie. Plus, you have access to an exclusive episode every single month, printable activities, meditations, monthly challenges, PDF guides, and behind-the-scenes content. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media, I Missed Me Podcast, on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to I Missed Me's YouTube channel, I Missed Me Podcast. I will see you guys on our next episode.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.